President Bush today added his voice to a rising chorus of condemnation over remarks made 1 week ago by the soon-to-be Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott. The Mississippi Republican has since apologized for saying that the nation would be better off had Strom Thurmond become president in 1948, the year that he ran on a segregationist platform. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
In the week that's gone by since Lott made his now infamous remarks at Strom Thurmond's 100th birthday party, the only comments on the matter at the White House had come from President Bush's spokesman, Ari Fleischer. But on a day when newspaper editorials across the nation demanded that Lott step down, Mr. Bush finally broke his silence in a speech before a multiracial audience in Philadelphia.
Recent comments by Senator Lott do not reflect the spirit of our country. He has apologized, and rightly so.
The president sought to further distance himself and the GOP from Lott's comments, saying both his administration and the party are guided by the founding ideals of equal dignity and equal rights for every American. The president said nothing about Lott's future, but earlier today, his spokesman told reporters Mr. Bush did not think Lott should resign. Political analyst Stuart Rothenberg says with the growing outcry over Lott's remarks, the president had to say something today, and he's not sure whether or not having called for Lott's resignation will hurt the president.
I think it's too early to tell. We have to see whether this issue builds, whether other bits of information come out that appear to compromise Senator Lott's ability to lead his party.
All week long, there's been a lengthening litany of Lott's past statements and votes in media reports, raising more questions about Lott's alleged ties with civil rights opponents. Today, Lott's office issued this statement after the president spoke. Quote, Senator Lott agrees with President Bush that his words were wrong and he is sorry. He repudiates segregation because it is immoral. Last night, Lott told Larry King on CNN that he did not intend to resign his leadership and that he has not felt pressure from other Republicans to do so.
I haven't heard anything personally. I haven't kept up with all the comments around the country, but I think that, you know, some people are saying what's going on here. He's apologized and he has said the things he needed to say, and yet it's being spoken about by Al Gore and by John Kerry.
Both the former vice president and the Massachusetts Democratic senator yesterday called for Lott to step down. But not a single Republican senator has suggested publicly that Lott do so. Republican consultant Whit Ayers says this is no surprise.
The Senate is a very collegial and clubby body. It would be highly unusual for senators to call publicly for a change in their party's leadership.
But other prominent Republicans are making such calls. Former Education Secretary William Bennett today demanded Lott step down as leader if he cannot provide a satisfactory explanation for his comments. Analyst Rothenberg says it's unlikely that the president has put an end to the furor over Lott with his comments today.
The story could still go in a couple of different directions. It could continue to build, continue to develop, continue to be out there, in which case there would still be some additional pressure, it seems to me, on the senator to consider his options. And frankly, we don't know exactly what the White House is doing behind the scenes, do we? They may be giving him more of a push than they are publicly.
Privately, several GOP strategists say Lott is the wrong face for a Republican Party intent on winning over more black voters in 2004. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.